is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for listening to Davin's Den. Joe and I have been holding down the fort, but we have a Pip. Pip's had a hectic day, but she was able to join us for a little bit. She's having camera issues, so she's not operating at 100% because she's been so busy, and she has a camera that's not working, but you guys are used to seeing Pip freeze. But she's decided to join Joe and I nonetheless, and we are eternally grateful for that. Are we not, Joe?
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Such the wordsmith. All right, we'll do some scamming scammers. Now, when we last left off, fake Davin had the temerity, the audacity, if you will, to ask his lovely girlfriend, Florex scammer, Carolyn Fuchs, if she would go to the Bahamas with him to the Atlantis. You would think he fucking asked for a blowjob after he played a 3-hour game of basketball with the reaction he was given. She did not want to go to the Bahamas with fake Davin. She just wanted $2,000 to spend to go shopping. Yes, Pip. A bitch indeed. As you would imagine, a terrible fight ensued. There was a lot of tension last week, to the point where she was accusing me of sleeping with girls, and I was accusing her of, messing around with some of these Instagram fans. So it got very contentious. So things are not going well. So we will pick up December 9th. The last thing I said to her on the 8th was, I said, no, I accuse you of having fans. You said I slept with Jen and Jen's my ex, go out after shows with other women. You were the one I invited to spend paradise with me. Do you want to be with me? That's where we left it. Is it over or not? And she responded, we go, enough of this music. She responded, can't make it to your vacation this time. I'm already mapped out for the festive period. Your vacation didn't come at the right time. Besides, I could have considered it, but. That's what she says. Bad time.
Wait, she said that she's already mapped out during the festive period?
Well, because remember, it's during the holidays. But I actually asked her to join me after New Year's because I figured she might have. But, you know, she's busy. She's busy. And I said, you told me you had no plans. If you don't want to go, just say that. Because remember, I'd ask her, are you doing anything? No, do you have anything in mind, she said. And I did, and now she has plans. This sounds like a terrible lie.
Oh, God. Could you imagine if you were, if this was real? And you were really emotionally involved. That would be heartbreaking.
That's a dagger, dude. That's a fucking dagger. You, this girl who you really like, you want to whisk her away to the Bahamas, and she's like, no, just give me the money to go shopping. And then she's making up, no, I got plans. If she didn't, that would you would be devastated.
Yeah, that's really. It's like, well, what, you know. Why do you want to know? You know, it's like, well, don't you want to be with me? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, fortunately, fake Davin is not a weak soul. Fake Davin will bounce back from this. But But I said, you told me you had no plans. If you don't want to go, just say that. She goes, okay, I don't want to go. Maybe next. You fucking cunt. You cunt.
At least she was honest. Got to thank her for her candor.
Yeah, she had, Joe. She was honest. All of her excuses have been dead honest. Thank God I got an Onyx Forex scammer. Right.
That's heartbreaking. And at this juncture right now, where do you go? Where do both of you go with this?
I don't know, but I do have a show to write, so we'll see what I do.
We will forge on.
We will. I go, why don't you want to go? She goes, you want me to spend this vacation with you? I go, of course. I know you've been under a lot of stress. It would have been great. She goes, okay, send me money for my flight ticket. Then I will understand you're serious about this.
Ow.
You know, I don't understand how me sending her money for a flight ticket proves I'm serious. Wait, you just told me you have plans.
But not only, she's going to sprain her ankle backpedaling. However, I hope you counter with, I've offered you to get the tickets myself. I'll get you your tickets. you don't need the money. I'm going to order the tickets for you.
Joe, this is what I said. I go, I need your passport. What day do you want to leave? And from which airport you want to leave and return to? It'll all be taken care of. She goes, so why can't you send me the money directly to fix this myself? Because you're a scammer. I go, because this way I will do it through the agency who hired me. It will be first class. You will get VIP treatment and avoid the long custom line when entering the country. Complete bullshit, by the way. But the way I'm doing it, there is no rationale. What?
Complete bullshit, by the way, but not for nothing. It's a deal.
Let me tell you something. I got to pay my own airfare. There's no VIP treatment in the airport, and I don't get whisked away through customs. But she don't know that.
However, if it was the truth, it would be pretty fucking amazing.
Yes!
You could have the best bologna sandwiches money can buy.
All right. Enough out of you. Bologna sandwiches was one, maybe two times. What do you want me to tell you? It's a very expensive island. And I'll tell you this, Carolyn, I would not have made a Carolyn dine on bologna. She would have gotten the finest turkey breast, I'll have you know.
Wow, you're a gentleman.
I most certainly am. Thank you for appreciating that. She goes, so why can't you send the money to me directly to fix this myself? I go, because this way, so I read all that when entering the country. She goes, that's nice of you, and I appreciate you for this. You're really nice, but I would prefer everything is done by me. I'll appreciate it more if you could allow me to do it my way.
Uh-huh.
I go, then meet me there. She goes, yes.
Oh.
She goes, yes, dear, I think that'll be fine. I go, meet me there, and I will take care of everything. She goes, okay, dear, so when are you setting the flight ticket? What do you think fake Davin says here?
Something about stuffing something somewhere?
No. I say, pay for the ticket, and I will give you the cash in the Bahamas.
Nice.
As Joe would say, this is a case of two Brahma bulls going at it. Would you not, Joe?
Yeah.
She gives me a bunch of smiling, clappy emojis. She goes, this is a sign I see that you don't want me around. I go, that makes no sense. Anyway, you said you don't want to go, so this is all moot. She goes, that's why I'm not stressing it. If you won't send the money for the flight ticket.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
This is a sign that you don't want me around. I'm taking you on vacation.
Yes. Yes. This is a sign that she just wants money.
I go alone. I'm paying for everything. How is it I don't want you around? I want you with me. Why am I yelling at you? You're on my side.
But this is the weakness in her argument, which no rational person would believe, but it would be maddening.
Yeah.
She goes, that's why I'm not stressing it. If you won't send the money for the flight ticket, it's fine. She goes. Remember, I agreed to come with you the first time, but you don't like the idea of you buying the ticket for me. That is why I declined later. I always want to see you. I go, I offered to take care of everything and you declined. I offered to give you the money in the Bahamas and you declined. I'm not going to beg you. If you want to be with me, you can be. She goes, I never declined anything. I said you should send me the money and you declined. Can I ask you a question? I go, sure. She goes, you said you will take care of everything, right? I did. She goes, okay, then why can't you give me the money to purchase the flight for the ticket myself?
Because you're taking care of everything, you stupid bitch.
Thank you, Joe. And then, so I said, I could ask why you insist I send you money.
And you should ask that.
She goes, sure. Should I tell you why? I go, sure. She goes, now remember, this girl wants me to invest with her, and she has this her pictures make it seem like she has this posh lifestyle. She goes, I have my money stocked up in trade expecting my return by January. I have about $3,000 in savings. I don't want to come and you treat me in such a way I won't like and can't go back till January or when it's due for me to return. If you care about me that much, you will do this for us.
What?
You heard her. She's got her money. She's got her money tied up, and if I really care about her, she'll do this. I'll do this for her.
But you're paying for everything. You know, she kind of boxed herself into a corner here.
I think that's been a trend out of all of our scammers, Joe. They just don't seem to get over on me.
They don't get you.
They don't. I go, if you think I would invite you and treat you badly, then we don't belong together. I did this out of love, but you think very poorly of me. Yet you want to leave England and move to America to be with me. You make no sense.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't think badly of you, but I have to be careful on this. Anything can happen. We never know. I go, how can I be the guy who's going to fly to England last minute to comfort you? Remember that part. You know, when the kids died. The guy you want to move to America for, the guy you've called your rock, and also the same guy who'll treat you like shit in paradise and hold you prisoner. She goes, I understand, dear. I've been hurt before. All right.
Treated like prisoner and held?
Yes.
Oh, my.
I go, and you were hurting me. She goes, so I just want to be careful. I go, I've shown you nothing but love. She goes, and I love you too. I go, but you think I'll treat you badly to hold you prisoner. She goes, it's just that I've been in this situation before, and it was hell for me. I go, if you want your own room, I'll get you that. Because you're really not coming. If you want your own room, I'll get you that. You won't even have to see me. You can spend your time however you want. She goes, it's not about this. Let me tell you about the past. I'm making this fucking, this girl work though, at least that.
You're keeping her busy. That's the whole goal.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
She goes, it's not about this. Let me tell you about the past. I go, please. She goes, why I insist of you sending me the money. Years ago, I meet someone online, and he invited me over to his country and spend the weekend with him. He was really nice to me. I go, I'm listening. She continues, so I traveled to see him. He picked me up from the airport to his house. It was fun with him, but unlucky for him, a lady came to the house, and I opened the door. She thought I was his teacher. That was his wife. He told her that I'm a lady teaching him English. It was hell for me that day. Tell you about this. I feel like crying, and then I had no savings then. It was my friend that sent me money to come back, so I don't want to be in that position again. So that's it. What do you guys think of that?
I don't believe any of that.
You think she's a liar?
Yeah, because here's the deal. If you've got the plane ticket, I don't know if you're going to hold the tickets, but, you know, you would need to have the ticket there. You know, you would have a way to go back. But you would, in a way, she might have a point, but it just seems a little bit weird.
I go, I'm sorry. She goes, I hope you understand. I go, I do. However, you always tell me I have to trust you. You don't trust me.
Yeah, she doesn't, because she's been done dirty before.
And well, at least,
she says.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it's all valid. She goes, I do trust, but this is what I told myself. If you do this, then I know you're different and really want me. So how do you think Fake Davin handles this? We seem to be at a stalemate.
I would tell her that she's got nothing to worry about, that you would never do a thing like her, mm-hmm. a thing like that, even though that happened, you know?
I said.
Yeah.
I said, I am a public figure, Carolyn. You can Google me. You'll find those scandals or women saying I mistreated them. If you don't think I am different by now, then let's just end this. I've always shown you love and support.
Yeah, good point.
That's all the only type I make when dealing with them. She goes, I feel bad now. I go, so do I. She goes, this is happening. I go, I just wanted to be with you. She goes, okay, love. She goes, then just send it and I will be with you this weekend. No, you twat. She goes, just send it. I will be with you this weekend. I go... It matters not. You think I could be some type of monster that would fly you in and then mistreat you. You clearly don't know me. You don't trust me. I'm not the guy for you, sadly. All these months and you think I would do bad things. That hurts a lot.
Yeah.
That's good. Touche. That's nice.
Thank you. We lost all Pip on Zoom. Even when Pip doesn't have video, we lose her. Anyway.
I know.
She goes, I understand, dear. So will you send it so I can start preparations? She's like a pit bull just grabbing on.
And what did she want? Stock preparations?
Yeah, so if I just send the money, she'll get the ticket. I go, I don't see the point anymore. You don't trust me. The woman who told me to trust in the end never trusted her man. She goes, I trust you, Davin. I go, But she goes, I trust you, Davin. She continues, but I don't have the money to pay for the ticket. I have to pay my bills so I can use that money. I go, I told you. I will pay for it. It will be your name. You can fly home whenever you want. She goes, okay. She goes, I will apply for leave in my country. So in my country. She goes, sorry, my company. She will apply for leave in her company. So let's see. I go, okay, dear. Send me your passport ASAP. And when and where you would like to leave. Do you want your own room? Do you want to share a room? She goes, share. I go, well, I think it appears I've won this round of bullshit.
Yeah.
Yes.
She goes, share. I go, okay, we will have fun. At any point you want your own room, I'll get it for you. Should I request two full-size beds or one king? She goes, what do you prefer? I go, I prefer to sleep next to you, of course, but if you have reservations, I'm fine with two full. I just want you to be happy. She goes, I'm fine with that. Now I'm coming across as a gentleman. She goes, cool. Yeah, I go, cool, you will love it. Snorkeling, jet ski, swimming with dolphins, one wearing a Himmler hat that Joe requested. You'll have the time of your life.
Thank you for taking a request.
Sure, it's Heil Flipper. Anyway, you will have the time of your life. And if you want to see me perform, you can do that too. She goes, okay, I'd rather see you perform.
How does she mean that?
In any way possible, Pip. In the biblical sense.
Yeah.
I go, then you will, my dear. We can also see the Jonas Brothers if you like them. Casino, dancing, fireworks, lots of fun. There's so much to do. Or we could just chill in the room, whatever you want, and have bologna sandwiches. She goes, you're really nice and caring. I go, you're my girlfriend. Why wouldn't I treat you well? Once I committed to being with you, I told you I was all in. I'm looking forward to spending time with you. Really, I just want to hold your hand. How was your day? I would say Fake Davin won that round of bullshit.
Yeah, you're getting
like
off the subject for a minute in that last paragraph.
Yeah. So this is December 10th on Instagram. She goes, my day was great. I go, great, why? She goes, I had a great day at work. I go, cool. Now you can buy me a fancy souvenir in the Bahamas, LOL. And she gives me some smiling emojis. She goes, honey. I go, did you tell them I'm taking their best worker? She goes, yes, I did, but it was not granted. I go, why? You're an independent contractor. She goes, yes, you work for yourself. There is no CEO. You told me as much. She goes, yes, dear, but I work with GoFX Invest, which I told you. I go, yes, but this is just an umbrella company. There is no boss. When I wanted my friend to do business with you, you told me that. Plus, it's Christmas and New Year's, and you could do your job anywhere. We have internet in Atlantis. I am fine with you spending time working if you need to. I think she thought this excuse was going to go a lot better than it has.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, dear, but this is Christmas. My GoFX Invest is organizing a seminar, and many clients will be allocated to me, and I'm also a speaker in the event. I go, you could do it from there. I present all the time over the internet. You there? And then she disappears. She comes back. She goes, it's a seminar. I go, tell them you're getting married. She goes, I already told them that. I go, how can they deny? In her bullshit story, she told them that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I go, how can they deny you that? She goes, I go, come away with me, baby, and I'll marry you. She goes,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
a bit much.
I think so, but you know what? We want to see if she's going to show up. I mean, thinks not.
I don't think so.
No. And then if so, I'm going to have some splaining to do, but that's a whole different story. So she then says, and she said that I have already used my limit for vacation, that if I have to still go, I have to pay for leave. Uh-huh. How do you think, what do you think I...
Fly in the ointment.
What do you think I said?
I'll pay for your vacation time if they do that.
That's a good guess. What do you think I said, Joe? You think the same, Joe?
Yeah, I would, yeah. That's a good counter.
I said... Not for 2020. Fly on January 1st.
Oh, nice.
She goes, okay, dear. That will be fine. I go, good. Do you want to get married? She goes, that's a huge question, dear. Of course I want to get married, but I have to be careful. I go, I understand. It's impetuous. I have to be careful, too. She goes,
but I have to be careful.
Yeah, I have to be careful. What does that mean?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, dear, chat you tomorrow. Want to analyze my trade for tomorrow. Good night, love. I go, good night, baby. Get me your passport and I'll book your flight for January 1st and the airport you want to leave from. She goes, okay, dear. I'll tell you what, kids. I think I'm getting a visitor.
No.
I don't know. There's plenty that could crop up.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not happening.
You guys doubt. And I go, and we'll buy the wedding dress in the Bahamas. She goes, can't wait to see you, baby. It's been too long. I go, me too.
What are you, writing soap operas?
Yeah, what are you, fucking new?
I'm still trying to get over that you proposed.
Why?
It's been soon, and you've never seen her?
You know, Pip, you know, here's the problem with you.
Pip,
you need to have trust. That's the problem with you. You don't trust, Pip. I trust.
No.
Fake Davin is trusting. Everything is going smoothly. He just wants to marry his woman.
Uh-huh.
So later on, I go, hi, baby, how are you? She goes, hi, dear, how are you doing? I go, I'm a bit bummed. She goes, how come? I go, I injured my eye yesterday. Doctor told me I need glasses. That actually happened. That was when I was, like, lifting fucking weights, and a piece of schmutz fell in my eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
It's not funny, Joe. Go fuck yourself. She goes, really? Sorry about that, dear. I go, thanks. I'll live, but not ready to wear glasses, LOL vanity. I have the glasses. I really don't wear them. Bad job by me. She goes, you ain't got no options but to use the glasses, bae. I go, I don't have them now, and I think I can see okay. I go, I won't wear them on stage, and I won't wear them when I'm with you, LOL. She goes, LOL, it's not a big deal around me. I won't feel anyhow. She goes, well, you already called me Grandpa. Remember Grandpa with, like, the old balls?
Oh, yeah.
She smiles. I go, smiles. I go, I'll slap that young ass, LOL.
She'd like that.
Yes, she would. She goes, I go, is that a good or a bad because I could never do anything to hurt you, boo. That was December 10th. Let's go to December 11th on Instagram. She continues, she goes, did I say anything? I just said, you're spoiling me. I go, well, if I can't spoil you, who should I spoil? She goes, you tell me. I go, well, I suppose a lot of people, but I only have eyes for you, love. She goes, that's good to hear. I go, hey, we agree on something. Woohoo. Hun, I need your passport and airport you want to fly out of. I know we said you will fly on January 1st. I'm heading home on January 6th. What day would you like to head home? So that was December 11th. I feel good about this, kids. I feel like I'm gonna have some explaining in my real life, but I feel Fake Davin's made some progress. I feel like we're on the right course.
I think it might be a problem.
You want to know something? I think when you made the suggestion that you go in 2021, you kind of loosened up the slack for her to say, "Okay, that'll be great," because it's not as immediate, so there's time where she could string you along some more. Pip, you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I gotta say, I find both of your pessimisms quite frankly exhausting. But I'll continue. So that was December 11th of 2019. December 15th, 2019.
Whoa.
I write her. I go, I've not heard from you and received your information. I'm leaving next week, and the agency is giving me crap because I've not given it to them. Are you still planning on joining me? What do you think she says?
Something came up.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah. What was the lag time? How many weeks?
No, it was like several days.
Several days. Okay. Something came up.
She goes, not at all. She goes, I'm currently in Australia.
Wait, what?
She's in Australia, Pip.
Now, okay. I bet, obviously she's not in Australia, but I bet as soon as you told her the agency wants to know what's going on, you just took all the slack out of the line, you know? And as soon as she saw that, she's like, all right, I got to think quick. I'm in Australia. Let me go to the farthest fucking place on the planet I can go.
I guess, but it's been several days. Come up with something better than Australia.
Well, and they don't have any modes of communication in Australia?
Well, she just don't want to know. Yeah, you know what? She just left and didn't let me know.
Yeah, but still, if she's in Australia, anywhere you're going from Australia is 16 hours, you know? So it's quite a day. So, you know, she figures, all right, if I'm in Australia, no matter where I'm going, it's 16 to 18 hours, and it's more palatable if I'm telling them I'm here than if I was, you know, in Spain or someplace like that.
I go, what does not at all mean? Are you joining me or you don't want to come? She goes, I mean, I'm not joining you. We just talked about marriage, and now she's not joining me. I go, I see. And when were you going to tell me you changed your mind? She goes, sorry, just been busy for a couple of days now. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you're planning this vacation with this person you love, you're talking about marriage, and it's like, oh, sorry, I was busy. Can you imagine
that? Oh, it's beyond devastating, but you want to know something? This is going to come as a shock, but she could give a shit less about you because, number one, she's keeping on asking money, asking to get the money for the ticket. You're insisting on, you know, you getting it and stuff like that. Just on the principle, you know, look, if you're not going to do it my way, you know, screw you.
Unbelievable.
Wants to scam you the fucking money, but, you know, in maybe a realistic sense, looking at it that way in a relationship. But still, it's devastating. It would be devastating to hear stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it would be if this was real, yeah.
Let me tell you something. When I worked in my mom's office, and I'm going back 1978, that's how far back I'm going, there was a girl that worked at my mom's office that I fell for, head over heels for. And she liked me, too. And she was going to go see Charlie Daniels with me, the Charlie Daniels concert and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, she just said, no, I'm not going. And just that was the end of the contact. That was 1978. I haven't gotten over it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like, I can't imagine wanting to be with somebody after this. I mean, like this is like a cyber relationship. I mean, she would have to suck some serious dick in real life. I would have to know that.
Hold on, though. You just said, well, after, you know, I would be in a relationship without, you know, going through something like this. Why don't we go about 10 minutes ago, which is pretty much the same scenario, you know? And you kept it going. I obviously, for the show, you are. But in a realistic sense, that would have been the deal breaker back then.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, too busy to tell me you were going to Australia and our plans, which we made together, were canceled? She goes,
yeah, really.
She goes, sorry, not in the mood to get into an argument with you right now. You motherfucking bitch. You.
Wow.
Like, if this was real, you would just want to reach your hand through the fucking computer and wring her fucking neck.
I'm going to up the ante. Let's say it was real and you booked everything. Everything's booked. Ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, as luck would have it, my wife and kid would be there, so I won't be completely alone. But I get your point.
I understand. But, in real bizarro world, if that was the case, now you booked Atlantis for two, it's just going to be you, and then you're flying there alone. You know, you're sitting there crying in front of the dolphin, and the dolphin's going to go, I could have told you so.
The worst thing to be in like a romantic setting when you were supposed to be with somebody and now you're there alone. Ugh.
The dolphin would say, "Listen, I'm a mammal, but that's a catfish." Thank you, thank you, thank you. I did that joke on porpoise. Ha ha. We'll continue. It was a whale of a punchline.
You want to know something? The goat joke. The goat joke. And the dolphin joke I did before, I need to be pardoned on that.
Sorry, Joe, can't pardon you. You're going to have to be hoisted by your own petard.
You know, I do those two jokes and you're like, see what I do now.
Well, you know, listen.
Hold my beer.
Pip's an animal lover. We're doing these for Pip. That's what. That's what. That's what I'm going to say. That's what we did. We did the porpoise jokes for Pip. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. She goes, sorry, not in the mood to get in an argument with you right now, you motherfucking whore. I go, you're not going to argue. What question, though? You think we should call it quits? She says, what do you think she says?
No, she doesn't want to call it quits.
What do you think?
Yeah, she doesn't.
She goes, fantastic!
Oh, what?
Really? Yep.
Fantastic.
I go, okay then. Well, this has been fun and fruitful. Now, remember, they always say their relationships with me have not been fruitful. That's why I always get broken up with. But for my purposes, this has been very fruitful because I came up with another bit for the show.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, then. I go, did you have fun? She goes, don't know. I go, come on. I gave you something to do. It just wasn't financially lucrative for you.
Did you say that?
I did.
I like the way you said, did you have fun? Like, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Sure. When we have a guest, I thank them for coming on. I ask them if they had a good time. I told them they did great. Doing the same thing here. You're very astute.
This weekend. I'll be in Australia. So how long are you going to be in Australia? What do you want to plug?
That's fucking great.
What do you want to plug?
I'm going to have to work that in at some point. I don't ever think I asked them for plugs in any of these. That's fucking great.
That's great.
She goes,
see, that's like you prefaced it like any other guest we have on.
Sure. Gave her credits.
Right.
So I go, come on. I gave you something to do. It just wasn't financially lucrative for you. She goes, I don't get you. I go, what don't you understand? She goes, what you just said. I go, you spend a lot of time talking with me. Was it enjoyable? She goes, sometimes, kinda. All those are gone now. Don't want to think about them no more. Just want to move on with my life. I go, kinda? Come on, we had some fun. A four and a half month adventure.
She can't even say that.
No, I said that to her. I go, I was willing to keep it going and have more fun, but your feelings changed. It happens.
You're very blasé.
She goes, thanks for the company. I go, but of course. There were some genuinely entertaining moments. And then I ask her on the 15th on Hangouts, which is a different platform, because I never know what I'm going to get. I ask her how she is. So that is that, kids.
Wow. Wait, so you're not going to tell us if she came on Hangout?
I don't know. I mean, well, I'm not going to tell you anything tonight.
I see.
The question is it over with Carolyn? Did it go? Did we tap out on December 15th, or did this continue?
I think it's going to continue because I think the person on Hangout doesn't know what the hell happened between you and the other one on the other platform.
What do you think?
Yeah, they don't connect very well. Talk. So that person's going to have something else to say.
How are you, darling? You know, how have you been? You know.
Do you like the way I kind of ended it though, with this person?
You're a good. It's just like your whole demeanor changed. Yeah, we had a couple of good. Like, you know, it's like we were playing softball together.
Yeah.
You know, and we're breaking up till next year. Yeah, we had some good time. Yeah, we got our ass kicked that one night, but you know, for the most part, we had some good times.
You know? Sure.
Like your softball, one of your softball buddies.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, on my end, I got exactly what I wanted out of this relationship.
You got the upper hand, yeah.
But people don't talk like that during a breakup, so that's really funny.
Well, people also don't tell people they're fighting with that they need to work on their continuity and they should hire the other person as a writer.
No, yeah. They don't. But so I mean, she doesn't realize she was on the show, but I think that it was like, you know, offering her some parting gifts. Or it's hilarious.
But like I said, the way he was with her, it's like when we have a guest on a show. Well, thank you so much. I hope you had a good time. So you're gonna be on Australia. You want to plug anything while you're down there?
So funny.
I'll be doing a spot by the wombat.
Yeah.
I think this person was like completely befuddled. I think this person was like, all right, he's going to beg to make it work. He's going to send the money.
So we're done? Fantastic.
I don't I think it was just frustrating in the sense that obviously she wanted that money, but you weren't going to give it to her, and you kept on carrying on about the relationship, you know, and there's trust. And for somebody that just wants the money, it's like, how long do I, you know, it's like, how long am I deal with this? I'm in Australia. Well, and like I said, when you told her, well, you know, we're going to make it into 2021, you gave her a lot of slack on the line just to keep leading you on. And then when you turned around and said, well, the agency wants to know what's going on. I got to know today or tomorrow. You pulled all the slack out of your line. And I think she did some quick thinking and going, I'm in Australia. Because like I said before, no matter where you are in Australia, it's 16 hours to get anywhere. You know?
Well, I mean, I didn't give her that much time. I mean, this is mid-December and I'm leaving in a week. She doesn't have that much time. I'm away for Christmas. So.
Right.
So that is that. You will have to tune in next week to see if Joe and Pip are correct that we get a different person on Hangouts, or maybe we'll get the same person on Hangouts, or maybe it's just time we move on to another scammer. It's all on the table because it certainly is not going well.
No.
So I think we would say this one, we broke up. I think that's what we would say.
At least on this platform, yes.
Yes, at least on this platform. All right. Let's see. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support and sponsorship. We hope to have Russ on the show soon when this.
Yes, thank you so much, Russ.
Nasty virus
thank you,
ends.
Russ.
Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you're enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it's one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home, so you don't got to worry about social distancing. You watch it, you participate on Zoom. We actually have a show open to the public on Valentine's Day. We're doing a special Valentine's Day show. I will be hosting Kevin Israel, Sandy Ellers, and John Ivorone. Tickets are now on sale at laughathomecomedy.com, laughathomecomedy.com. Go there, or you can call 551-404-3094. Joe has some shows this weekend that he will tell you about.
Yeah, I'll be with the Comedians of the Compound down at the Celebrity Theater in Atlantic City at the Claridge Hotel. Friday and Saturday shows. I'll be doing guest spots on all five shows. 6 p.m., 8 p.m., January 22nd and 23rd. Call 609-318-4494 for reservations.
All right. Well, kids, Pip, thank you for joining us for the last little portion of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry the Zoom popped out.
Well, that's the problem with Zooms. It just pops out, pips in. By this time next week, we will have a new president. Someone new to bitch about and blame things for. I am looking forward to that. I have one little thing that I'm. Let me just pull this up. This is for Pip. I don't know if she will hear it, but just bear with me 1 second. This is for Pip because this song has been in my head. So, oops, here we go. Crank that up, Pip, real quick. You probably did not hear that. Let me do that again. And shut off.
No, I didn't.
Now let me shut off my microphone. That'll make it a little louder. Did you hear that, Pip?
Yes.
Looks like we made it. That has been the recurring words that have been in my head these last couple of weeks. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, are you sad to see Donald Trump go?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Not so much the policies, but the policies that are going to be reversed as soon as Biden gets in.
Okay. Fair enough. I am fucking ecstatic this guy's going. Could not be happier. I know I won't have the material anymore, but I'm tired of thinking about him. I'm tired of news reporting on misspellings and asinine tweets. I'm tired of the pouting. I'm tired of it all. I can't wait to move on. I hope Joe Biden does a good job, because otherwise I'll have to eviscerate him, and I don't want to do that. Pip, you excited?
I can't wait.
Okay. Well, tune in tomorrow, kids. New president, same fucking three of us next week. So thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching.